Adam Ferrara in studio. He's at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight, tomorrow.
Yay.
Good morning.
Come see me. I'll make you late.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather God, is on. Scott, have you
Good
met Adam?
Morning. I don't think so. Adam, have we ever met?
I don't think so, Scott.
See?
You've heard of many of his shows. Rescue Me.
Yep.
Nurse Jackie.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Top Gear.
And I've seen it rain and snow, so I think of you too, Scott. So
that's right.
Have you ever been to the Shea in Hartford?
The Shea in Hartford? I don't think so. Tell me about the Shea.
Yeah, Ken Shea.
It's a gay bar.
I have not been there. It's not a party I wanted to go to, but it's still nice to be asked. Thank you.
What time, Scott? What time?
AJ, were you in the hospital or something?
Yesterday, yeah.
What happened? You all right?
I got a hernia thing going on. It's like a bad soap opera, yeah.
It just keeps coming back.
Yep.
Hernias come back?
Like a bad soap opera. This one does.
So they put the mesh in there, and then the mesh will break, and then now you have another problem.
Oh, all
right. Right, right. So, yeah.
So it wasn't like, it was a recall.
Yeah, I'm a mesh.
It was
a
mesh. Recall.
Yeah, I'm a mesh.
This
Nicole
is,
just said, tell him to stop carrying the load.
That's the problem. Right. He's been carrying me for 27 years.
What load exactly are we talking about here?
Hey, Shay! Shots at Shay.
Listen, I got a doctor who did my hernia if you needed somebody.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. How many times has he worked on you?
Just once.
See, that's the kind of doctor you want to find. Here.
That's
the
thing.
Where was your hernia, though?
Belly.
Belly. Oh, the belly button area?
Yes.
Oh, see? Umbilical, yeah.
Yeah, umbilical. See, that's
yeah,
the one
umbilical.
That, I'm going on hit number four on that one.
Well, and the doctor, you have one doctor who's done the last three.
Yes, right.
What do you do? You pick up anvils? What the hell happened?
No, it's just...
Yeah, what
just,
are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing. Just okay, here's the first one. The
Can I just say, the last time that you got this operated on, the doctor said... You want me to do it again?
He says, and you come to me again.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. Well,
oh,
I figured third
God.
Time's a charm, right?
See, to me, when a doctor says, I'm like, yeah, you got a point, right? Mm. I should move on.
Yeah, but
does this doctor have a drive-through?
No, but he has a lawnmower shop right next to his operating room.
Right, right, right.
And a hook for a hand.
Oh. Yarr.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Yes, I've been going to Doc Gooden.
But you're okay?
Yeah, they're going to fix me this week, yeah.
Did that sound believable, Adam?
No.
I
never know.
It's unbelievable
Each
to me.
Each time I say, yeah, I am, and then, nope, I'm not.
No.
So surgery next week.
Yes.
If all goes as planned, Tuesday.
Yes, right. And this time, we're going to go back to my original thing, sew me, patch me, good.
What do you mean, going back?
That's the original. What was the variant of that didn't work?
Well, so what happened
Velcro?
Was the first time was too small. First time the mesh was too small. The second time the mesh just failed. And then the third time, I said, why don't you sew me this time? Put a big piece of mesh over it. And it worked. And then an old injury opened up and like a fault line ripped apart. His work.
Okay, you know what's scaring me?
God.
You're telling the doctor what to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this?
Right.
Yes, and it sounds like Goldilocks. This mesh was too small.
Right. Yeah.
This mesh was too big. This one was just right.
Right, yeah.
That's a great point.
It was. So now we're going for four. Four, this one's going to work.
God bless you.
Yes.
All right. Well,
how many total operations?
On that one area?
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole hernia surgery.
My whole hernia surgery history?
Yeah.
This will be number 11.
Jesus.
Oh,
AJ.
My
Jeez. This is like Fast and Furious. You just keep making them.
It's true.
It's like Friday the 13th. Yes. Jason just keeps coming back.
It's true, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Fast and Furious. That's... Hernia edition.
Yeah. Oh, we could name your hernia Michael Myers.
Yep.
Just won't die.
It looks kind of like Vin Diesel.
But you know what? It's like you got to take care of yourself. I was at the gym the other day. I realized I'm working out so my body doesn't get worse. You know, there's no...
I want to work out again. I have to first.
You really shouldn't.
I need no. everybody's like quit.
Good point.
Everybody's like quit lifting things up and putting them down. I'm like no. I haven't done squat in a long time.
Well, what about buys?
What's that?
You said you haven't
That's
done squats.
Exactly.
Yeah. So go for number 11.
Number 11.
Number 11.
All right. Well. All right. Ocean's 11. Here we come.
Exactly.
So do you have a card that you punch every time you go in?
Like a sandwich card. I want that. This one should be free. Because usually a 10.
It should be.
Yeah, because a 10 sandwich is free.
Yeah.
So this
guy's
number 11.
Going to collapse in financial debt because he has to pay for this.
Right.
Every time.
And then this surgeon's only, this is his number 4. I've had other surgeons before him that did the other work. Both retired, yes.
They're all very rich now.
Yes. They're all living in islands. Yep.
Connoisseur is getting the bills going, what is with this guy?
Scott, we heard you almost choked to death on the air.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I did have a little grape nut incident. Once again, grape nuts coming back to haunt me.
Grape nuts? What? Stop doing that.
I got a grape nut lodged in my throat, and I almost choked. So I had to not do the weather. I was like, I sounded like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Right.
Somebody.
You're eating cereal before you, on the air?
I try to eat.
Yeah, you can't do milk, because milk is your phlegm.
Well, I do milk. Maybe that's the problem.
All right, Scott, look, I know we haven't met, but I have many questions. You're on the air, right? You're working, right? You're in your weatherman suit, right? You're all ready to go.
Yep.
And you're like,
yes.
I got to have something to eat. So what am I?
Yes.
Yul Gibbons. Right. Why is he in my head?
Yul Gibbons. You got to be a certain age there.
Yeah.
To remember Yul Gibbons.
Really? Linda Blair? You're going to start throwing stones at me? So you're just eating grape nuts out of the box?
No, I put them in the cereal with some spoon-sized shredded wheat.
Okay.
I put the milk on it.
You're going to start a fire with all that.
God.
That's a grape nut.
You got to crap like a Tyrannosaurus.
I got a bowl of kindling wood over here. Ow! His breakfast hurt me.
Because if grape nuts isn't enough, mix it with shredded wheat.
I don't want to bury the lead, Adam, but this isn't even his first experience.
I know. You ever sneeze in the mouth?
We have to get that. I'm thinking, how much audio are we going to have to play Adam for him to get the full experience?
What don't I know? If the hernia wasn't enough, now I got Captain Grape Nuts that's got his
story. Did you ever sneeze a mouthful of grape nuts? It's like a shotgun blast. Oh. I did that one time. Bah! Poof.
Yeah, grape nuts are really, you know why I choose the grape nuts? Because I have to get up and do the weather so often that they stay hard in the milk. They don't get soggy.
And did you learn this at Shea?
I did not learn. No, I learned this at my grandmother's house in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Do you remember when grape nut cereal was a really big...
Let me tell you, this is how you get things to stay hard.
When it was a really big deal, and SNL did a spoof on it called Heartland Cereal, where the kids were eating rocks.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Actually, you know what? This Captain Crunch...
that's another painful one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I had Captain Crunch this morning.
It's like shards of glass.
Steve, you're
a health
nut.
How many cereals?
You're just a health nut.
Shards, Scott. Shards of glass, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how can I break my teeth before I go on the air?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I figured
tomorrow,
I was like,
bug nuts.
I'm choking on the grape nuts. I'm going to switch over to Captain Crunch. They're a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And still fairly hard.
Yeah.
So
and we'll
I was
rip
like,
the
all right,
top
I'm good.
Your roof of your mouth
That's
off.
That's the tagline, Captain
off.
Crunch.
Exactly.
All right. So a tribe member sent us the audio of you choking.
Oh, nice.
Here it is.
Oh, great.
Excuse me. 63. I choked on a grape nut. Yeah, I'm okay. Keith, take it away.
Take the cereal away from me. Take it away.
So that was Mike that sent that to us.
And thank you, Mike.
If you hear in the background, someone is snoring. He's watching you almost choke to death next to a sleeping
person.
Is that
the noise? What? I thought it was a bass line.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah, here.
No.
Excuse me, 63.
I thought it was funk music in the background.
That's not in the studio.
No, that's in Mike's house.
Honey, get up. The weather guy's dying.
You missed it. What did I miss?
You got to see this. He's dying.
It's the grape nuts again.
I'm back. I just wanted to take a look.
He's working.
All kinds of things going on here in the studio.
Dr. Ferrara.
Imagine looking at that. Ooh.
So can we play the clip from this week? Scott Haney almost dying on the air.
Okay.
All right. So this is this week.
Right.
Excuse me. 63. I choked on a grape nut. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Keith, take it away.
That snore in the background almost sounds like the guitar riff to Mississippi Queen.
Yeah, the pacing's about right, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Scott almost dies on air when I hey, listen to that snore.
I can just see the guy laying and go, don't call him, don't wake me up unless he's dead.
I
don't.
I want to see this. Just Timo it.
But this is your original run-in with Grape Nuts on the air.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Here's the audio.
You leave Grape Nuts all over here.
What is happening?
Come on.
It's everywhere.
He reaches down onto the floor and picks some up.
Oh. Let's go to the roads, please.
I can't believe you just ate that.
You can't?
So let's just set it up because Adam can't see it.
Yeah. No.
He ate food off of the floor. They're all sitting at the desk together.
Okay.
And he reaches down and sees Grape Nuts on the floor, picks them up in his hand, shows the camera, and then eats them in front of everybody who's immediately horrified.
Right. All right.
Off the floor. Believe it.
They're a little soggy.
It is elephant that you are crazy.
They taste like shoes.
Oh.
It gets worse.
Is it the 3 second rule?
You just ate that right off the floor.
It gets worse.
Oh, boy.
I don't think those are
the
great
nuts. That is beyond the 3 second rule. Way beyond.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, those were not Grape Nuts that I ate.
Ugh.
I kept finding more and more of it on the floor, and I thought it was Grape Nuts because it looked just like it. My cat threw up, and I must have stepped in it. And that's what I ate.
What? What?
He ate cat pukins.
By the way, that was live on television.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yes.
Live on television.
That went
viral.
That went national.
That was everywhere.
Yeah,
international.
Yeah, global.
It could be Grape Nuts, could be cat vomit.
Can't tell the difference. It's Scott's favorite cereal.
That's not a great endorsement for Grape Nuts.
It's not.
You need to switch
your
cereal.
No, it tasted like shoes. I told you. It didn't taste like Grape Nuts.
That's what started to hit me. It tastes like shoes. Wait.
I'm like, wait. Oh, because it was on the bottom of my shoe.
Right. That's why it tasted like that.
It was gross.
Oh, and just think about everywhere those Grape Nuts stepped on.
Yep.
You know, from your house.
You know
to
how
the
you can avoid
garage?
This? Don't eat things off the floor.
Exactly.
That is the lesson.
Yeah, if it's not immediately recognizable, like an Oreo cookie, you recognize.
Right.
Listen, what are we going to get him for Christmas? How about plates?
Right.
How about
a fork?
Yeah, we bought a floor set.
A fork. That's beautiful. And Grape Nuts actually sent me food. They sent me boxes of food.
They did.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, they're like, thank God, no one said Grape Nuts in years.
They're like, read the instructions.
Put in bowl.
That's what killed Yul Gibbons.
Pour on floor, enjoy with friends.
like cocaine. It tastes a little stepped on.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So many views on that video.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Were you remote at home? Where were you?
No.
No, I stepped in the cat puke at home.
Right.
And then it stuck to the bottom of my shoe. And when I came to work, it started falling off of my shoe at work.
Okay, so now you look down and you go, well, that looks good.
the funny thing was the whole week before I had been eating Grape Nuts and my coworkers were making fun of me. So I had a box at work and I'm thinking maybe somebody was eating Grape Nuts and left some on the floor. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is just bizarre that my Grape Nuts are on the floor.
Yeah.
It was very confusing.
Okay.
But
you're live. You're in the moment. They mention it's all over the floor.
And
you're like, what do I do with this right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the 3 seconds
shock
we have
value.
Left.
Shock value.
Yeah. Shock value. Yeah. It was total shock value.
This wouldn't happen for
people. Are like, people were like, you made that up. I'm like, yeah, I ate cat vomit on purpose.
Yes.
I'm going to throw up.
I forgot about that. The revelation. I want this as a ringtone.
That's pretty funny.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay.
What kind of humor?
For all ages or adults?
Talking to you.
Me?
Yeah.
I can't follow. I'm eating Grape Nuts on the floor. I go for a laugh. What kind of human? You're a prop act.
Seriously.
I used to enjoy grape nuts, and then Mr. Grape died, so I had to move on.
I'm eating Mr. Nuts now.
Yeah. God bless you.
Oh, my God.
I, you look down, you could just see, oh, this will get him.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's exactly what I thought. I said, this will
shut him up.
Yeah. That's like the boomerang. You threw it, and then it came back and hit you in the head.
I have to ask. Exactly. So Grape Nuts and Captain Crunch, what is your favorite cereal, if I may ask?
Oh, God. What is my favorite cereal?
It used to be Grape Nuts.
Yeah, I'd say Grape Nuts, or either that or Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks.
At least
those are great
to it, yeah.
So okay. If you eat Grape Nuts vomit, cat vomit,
yeah.
If you're going to eat Grape Nuts off of the floor.
Yeah.
And then you choked on it this week, so you're still eating it? That's your favorite cereal.
Yeah,
that's your favorite.
Yeah, that is that. You're absolutely right.
Well, you don't even find that stuff anymore. I haven't seen it in years.
Right, we got to let him go. He's got to go.
It's everywhere.
Yep. He's got to go on TV. All right, Scott, have a great weekend.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.